はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようブラジリア、ちぐさです。
ジュンです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 103. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Today we have a great lesson for you. Today marks the first lesson of a series that's going to look at giving and receiving verbs. Now in Japanese, there are many ways to talk about giving and receiving, and it's one of the most important parts of the language. It's an extremely delicate topic. So what we're going to do is take you from the beginning to the end. We're going to walk you through, and by the time we're done, this is going to be one of the easiest subjects to deal with. Right, Chikusa-san?
You guys are going to be experts.
Chigusa-san and Jun-san are joining us for today's conversation. Now, today's conversation takes place between two co-workers. We're going to go through the conversation once full speed, once slowly, then we're going to give you the same conversation with the English. All right? Without further ado, here we go.
今日、部長の誕生日ですね。
ああ、すっかり忘れてました。
確か今年は還暦ですよ。部長に何をあげましょうか？
還暦ですか。そうですね。ワインはどうですか？
いいですね。2006年ものはどうですか？
いいアイデアですね。1946年ものより随分安いし、決まりです。
今夜の誕生日パーティーで渡しましょう。
そうしましょう。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。今日、部長の誕生日ですね。
ああ、すっかり忘れてました。
確か、今年は還暦ですよ。部長に何をあげましょうか？
還暦ですか。そうですね。ワインはどうですか？
いいですね。2006年ものはどうですか？
いいアイデアですね。1946年ものより随分安いし、決まりです。
今夜の誕生日パーティーで渡しましょう。
そうしましょう。
今度はピーターの英語が入ります。今日、部長の誕生日ですね。
Today's the department manager's birthday, right?
ああ、すっかり忘れてました。
ああ、I completely forgot.
確か、今年は還暦ですよ。
If I remember correctly, this year is his 60th birthday. What shall we give the department manager?
還暦ですか。
His 60th birthday?
そうですね。
ワ
インはどうですか？
How about wine?
いいですね。
That's a good idea.
2006年ものはどうですか？
How about a 2006 vintage?
いいアイデアですね。
Good idea.
1946年ものより随分安いし。
And it's a lot cheaper than a 1946 vintage.
決まりです。
It's been decided.
今夜の誕生日パーティーで渡しましょう。
Let's give it to him at tonight's party.
そうしましょう。
Let's do that. Jun-san, let's ask Chigusa-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Chigusa-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
そうですね。仲のいい会社の会話ですね。
なるほど。
優しい社員ですね。
そうですね。
Chigusa-san, what did you just say? Could you say that in English?
I think it's a really family-like good company.
Yes, you want to work there?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds fun.
We have a lot of vocab to get into. Okay, first one.
部長
Department manager.
部長う部長
In Japanese management, what level is 部長?
Higher, one of the higher ranks.
Okay, what comes below it?
Normally, 次長
And below that?
課長
And below that?
係長
And below that?
社員
So, Chigusa-san, can you give us that order one more time, starting with 社員, which is?
Normal employee.
Okay.
係長課長次長部長
Okay, and what comes after bucho?
Everything depends on the company. Yeah.
So even this order we gave you is not decided. It could vary a bit by company.
Right.
All right, so just kind of a general order.
Normally, after bucho comes honbucho.
The main manager?
Right, of the department.
All right, lots of layers.
Right.
Okay, next we have
誕生日
birthday
誕生日 誕生日
Now this is made up of two words. The first word being
誕生
And Chikusan, what does this mean?
Birth.
And followed by
日
Which is?
Day.
Therefore, birthday. Now, Chikusan, let's ask Jun-san when his birthday is.
Jun-san の誕生日はいつですか?
3月9日です。
March 9th?
Yes.
Now, what sign does that make him? Can we ask him that in Japanese, Chigusa-san?
Jun-san の星座は何ですか?
魚座です。
Okay, first the word for sign. Horoscope is?
星座。
And your answer was?
魚座。
Which is?
Pisces.
All right. Next we have
還暦
160th birthday
還暦 還暦
Now in Japan, as well as other Asian nations, the 60th birthday is a big deal. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
Can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. Well, according to the Chinese tradition, there's 60-year cycles, and every 60 years a person is reborn again.
So when a person in Japan becomes 60, they've completed that cycle, that 60-year cycle, and they're onto a new one.
Right.
So that's why it's sometimes referred to like second life.
Correct.
And what do they do for this?
For this, they wear red coats called haori.
And why do they do this?
Because that's what babies wear.
I see. Completes the whole theme of being reborn again.
Right. They also wear red caps and red tabi, which is red socks.
Have you seen anybody dressed like this?
Yes, I think my great-grandma did this.
When she turned 60?
Right.
Yeah. With that said, yes, so please remember, if you have a Japanese friend and they're turning 60, do your best to get them a card or something because it's an extremely important day in their lives. Next we have...
すっかり.
Completely, totally. This word is often found with the verb...
忘れる.
To forget. Completely, totally forget. Next.
随分.
Quite. Quite a few. Good deal.
随分 変わりました.
日本はこの20年間で随分変わりました.
Japan has changed quite a bit in the last 20 years. Next.
Idea.
Taken from English. Katakana word meaning idea.
A-I-D-A. Idea.
Okay, on to today's grammar point. To help us with today's grammar point, we have...
Natsuko desu.
Natsuko-san, yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
All right, Natsuko-san, today's grammar point is...
Ageru. Ageru.
Is a class 2 verb. It is used to express that someone does something as a favor to someone whose status is equal or close to equal to that of the giving party. Now, here's the important thing. We're going to talk about particles here. When talking about giving and receiving verbs in Japanese, the particles are key. The particles will let you know exactly what's going on.
Yes.
Let's first talk about ageru. When using
ageru,
the giving party, the subject, is marked by the particle
wa,
while the receiving party, the indirect object, is marked by the particle
ni.
Okay, we're going to go over that one more time. The giving party, the subject, is marked with
wa,
while the receiving party, the indirect object, is marked by
ni.
Now, the object being given is marked with the object marker
wo.
So let's take a closer look at this. Natsuko-san, can you give us an example?
Natsuko wa Peter ni chokoreto o agemasu.
One more time, slowly please.
Natsuko wa Peter ni chokoreto o agemasu.
Natsuko gives Peter chocolate. The subject, the giving party, what's that?
Natsuko.
And this is marked by?
Wa.
Now, the indirect object, the receiving party, is?
Peter.
And this is marked with?
Ni.
What did you give? What's the object being given?
Chocolate.
And this is marked with?
O.
And finally, we have the verb to give.
あげます.
So the particles indicate who is giving what to who. Now again, these particles are so crucial. Now there's a pitfall we want to steer you clear of, and that is
あげる
cannot be used when the indirect object, the receiving party, is the first person, meaning I or we.
Yes.
For example, listen to the following sentence, because this is a no-go. You cannot, we repeat, cannot use when the receiving party is I or we. Example sentence, please, Natsuko-san.
生徒たちは私に花をあげた.
The students gave me a flower. Cannot use あげる. In this case, another verb is used. That verb is?
くれる.
And that's why we're talking about the particles. We're going to focus the next six lessons exclusively on the particles because they decide so much. Again, the indirect object, the receiving party, if it is I or we cannot use
あげる.
Okay, now, second grammar point we have today. In today's lesson, we also covered the past progressive. Natsuko-san, where do we have that?
忘れていました.
Now, to form the past progressive, we use the te form plus
いました.
Now, to form the past progressive, we attach the past tense of the auxiliary verb iru to the te form. We can have the polite past progressive, which we had in today's dialogue.
忘れていました.
We can have the polite negative past progressive, which is
忘れていませんでした.
And we could have the plain past progressive.
忘れていた.
And the plain negative past progressive.
忘れていなかった.
Now, for more about these two grammar points, stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDF. Inside the PDF, there'll be a write-up. Plus, for premium subscribers, inside the Grammar Bank, there'll also be a write-up. Now, again, we'd like to remind you, we need your help. We need your help in voting for all of us. And when we say all of us, it's the community, it's everybody who contributed to JapanesePod101.com. Now, as you know, we've been nominated for a podcast award in the education category. So each day we're soliciting votes. We need your help so that we can do this together. Now, for those of you who haven't voted, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There'll be a link to show you how to get to the voting site and vote. For those of you who have voted,
ありがとうございました.
But we still need your help, so please keep voting.
よろしくお願いします.
Thank you again. And that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。
またね。